This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, so today we're going to dive into something that's like super fundamental when it comes to making a website really work well for everyone, for the people using it and for the folks behind the scenes, you know,
totally
keeping it all running smoothly.
Yeah.
And that is like those unsung heroes of the web, the AQs and the knowledge bases.
Exactly those things.
But we're not just going to like skim the surface here.
No, no, no.
We're going deep drawing on the wisdom of a true expert in this field, Jim Clannon.
Yeah, Clannon's work is kind of like our compass today.
Perfect analogy.
Helping us really understand why these resources are so much more than just like a nice to have. They're actually essential ingredients for creating a really satisfying user experience.
Right.
And, you know, making your whole website run more efficiently.
It's about happy users and a happy team behind the website, right?
Absolutely. So think of this as like your crash course of building those really effective online support systems.
Got it. So our mission in this deep dive is to really distill the most potent insights from Clannon's work.
Yeah.
Give you a clear understanding of why FAQs and knowledge bases are so crucial.
Yeah.
And how you can build them effectively without getting bogged down in, you know, tons of technical jargon.
Right.
So let's jump right in. Why are these things, FAQs and knowledge bases, so important in the first place?
Well, I think at the most fundamental level, they're all about making the experience better for the people who are actually visiting your site.
Okay.
Clannon's research really highlights how a well-structured FAQ and knowledge base, they can provide those immediate answers to those common questions that people have.
Okay.
And that right there stops frustration in its tracks, and it gives visitors that sense of empowerment.
Yeah.
They can find what they need on their own.
They don't have to go searching for someone to help them.
Exactly. Without having to, like, you know, reach out to customer support or send an email, wait for a response.
Yeah, it's like being in a store and not being able to find anyone to help you.
Exactly. It's that feeling of being lost, and it's not fun.
No, it's not.
And Clannon, actually, his research suggests that, you know, a really comprehensive FAQ can reduce bounce rates by a significant percentage.
Wow.
And actually increase the amount of time people spend on a site.
Okay.
So there's a direct link between that proactive support and how engaged people are with your site.
That makes perfect sense. Nobody enjoys feeling lost or, you know, feeling like they're waiting around for an answer.
Right.
But it's not just about keeping those users happy, is it? There are some pretty big benefits for the website owners themselves too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, Clannon really emphasizes the time and cost savings that come from addressing those repetitive questions proactively.
Okay.
I mean, think about it, when users can kind of self-serve, find the answers they need on their own.
Right.
Your support teams are free up to focus on those more complex issues.
Got it.
The unique problems that really need that human touch.
That makes sense.
And expertise. So you're not only saving money and resources, but you're also allowing your team to really focus their energy where it's needed most.
So it really is a win-win for everybody, happier users, and a more efficient operation on the back end.
Absolutely.
Now, Clannon also talks about how these resources contribute to something that's a little less tangible, but equally important.
Yeah.
Things like trust and credibility.
Yeah. This is a huge one. I think it often gets overlooked.
Okay.
But a really comprehensive and consistently updated help section that sends a message.
Okay.
It tells your audience that you're professional, that you really know your stuff.
Yeah.
You've thought ahead. You've anticipated their needs.
Right.
You're not just reacting. You're being proactive.
I see.
And that builds confidence.
Okay.
It positions you as a reliable source that people can trust, and that's really powerful in the long run.
Right. So we're seeing that FAQs and knowledge bases, they're much more strategic than just, you know, a simple list of questions and answers.
They're not an afterthought.
Right.
They're really a core part of your online presence.
So let's get practical. How does someone actually go about building a really good FAQ section?
Okay.
Where do they even begin?
Well, according to Clannon, the very first step is figuring out what questions people are actually asking.
Okay.
And this isn't about guessing. This is about being data-driven.
Okay.
Look at your customer inquiries, those feedback forms, your support tickets, even social media interactions.
Yeah.
What are the things that keep coming up over and over again?
Got it.
Those are the questions that should be front and center in your FAQ.
Right. A data-informed approach.
Exactly.
That makes total sense. So once you've got this list of, you know, really key questions.
Okay.
What's next? Do you just throw them all onto one giant page?
Oh, no, no, no. That's definitely not the most user-friendly approach.
Okay.
Clannon's really big on logical organization.
Okay.
You've got to group similar questions together under clear category.
Makes sense.
Relevant topic. You want people to be able to find what they need quickly and easily.
Okay.
So think about how a user would naturally navigate through this information.
Okay.
Clear headings,
yes.
Subheadings, a well-structured layout.
Right.
Those are absolutely essential.
So it's all about making it intuitive,
yes,
for the user.
Exactly.
And when it comes to actually writing the answers to these questions,
yeah,
what are some of the fundamental things to keep in mind?
Well, clarity and conciseness, those are your guiding principles.
Got it.
Claren really stresses using simple, straightforward language, avoiding any jargon or technical terms that might confuse people.
Right.
You want to give enough detail to fully address the question and solve the problem.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be overly verbose or ramble on and on.
Right.
Get to the point.
Okay.
Provide actionable information.
Simple, clear, and genuinely helpful.
That's it.
All right, now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the knowledge base.
Okay.
How does that differ from a typical FAQ?
Okay, so an FAQ is usually focused on those very specific,
right,
frequently asked questions.
Okay.
A knowledge base is more like a comprehensive library.
Okay.
It's got articles, guides, tutorials.
I see.
All sorts of resources that dive deeper into different topics.
Got it.
Related to your product, service, or website.
So it's more in depth.
Much more in depth.
Okay, so what are some of the key things to think about when you're actually building a knowledge base?
Well, Claren really emphasizes choosing the right platform.
Okay.
You need something that's easy for your team to manage,
right,
to update the content.
Yeah.
But it also has to be easy for users to navigate.
That makes sense.
And search for information.
Okay.
So integration with your website and your support systems,
yeah,
is super important too.
So the technology has to work well for both sides.
Exactly.
Now, what about the content itself? How do you structure something that's so much bigger than an FAQ?
Yeah, organization is key.
Okay.
You'll still use categories and subcategories,
yeah,
to group related articles together, just like you would with an FAQ.
Okay.
But descriptive titles and labels become even more crucial.
Okay, why is that?
Because they help users quickly understand,
right,
what each piece of content is about.
Got it.
It's like organizing a library.
Got it.
You need a clear system.
Makes sense.
So people can find the books they're looking for.
Right. And just like a physical library, a knowledge base needs to be constantly updated, right?
Absolutely. It's not a one-time project. It's,
yeah,
a living, breathing thing,
yeah,
that needs regular attention.
Okay.
Claren really underscores that.
Yeah.
You need to make sure the information is accurate.
Yeah, of course.
It's up to date.
Of course.
It's relevant, because if you've got outdated information,
yeah,
that can be super frustrating for users.
Yeah.
And it can actually damage your credibility.
Okay, so we've talked about why these resources are important.
Yeah.
We've gone over some of the basics of building them.
Right.
But how do we make sure people actually find all this amazing stuff that we've,
right,
created?
Right.
This is where SEO comes in, right?
Yes. Search engine optimization.
SEO for short.
It's all about making sure your content shows up.
Okay.
And people search for information online.
So in the simplest terms, what is SEO and why is it so important here?
Okay, so SEO is basically about making your website more visible to those search engines like Google.
Okay.
So when someone searches for something related to your product or service,
right,
you want your FAQ or your knowledge base article to pop up
right at the top.
Ideally as high up on that search results page as possible.
Got it.
Claren spends a good chunk of his guide talking about SEO.
Yep.
Because it's so crucial for making these resources effective.
So what's the first step in this whole SEO process?
Keyword research.
Okay, what does that mean?
It means figuring out exactly what words and phrases your target audience is using when they're searching for answers.
Got it.
So, you know, what are they typing in?
Right.
Then you want to incorporate those keywords naturally into your FAQ answers and your knowledge base articles.
Naturally being the key word there, not just stuffing them in.
Exactly. Want it to sound natural and helpful.
Makes sense. Okay, so what else can we do to boost the SEO for our FAQs and knowledge bases?
Okay, well, Claren really recommends using something called structured data.
Okay.
Specifically, FAQ page schema markup.
Schema markup.
Yeah, it sounds kind of technical, but it's basically a way to give Google more information,
okay,
about your content.
Got it.
So you've probably seen those enhanced search results where,
yeah,
there's like expandable questions,
yeah,
right under the main link.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's often because of FAQ page schema.
Okay.
It helps Google understand that your page is an FAQ.
Right.
And it can lead to those really nice, rich snippets.
Yeah, those stand out.
They do, and they can make a big difference in how many people click through.
So it's worth the effort to set that up. Now, what about once our FAQs and knowledge bases are up and running?
Yeah.
How do we track their performance?
Right. You want to use analytics.
Okay.
Those tools that track how people are interacting with your site.
Got it.
Look at things like page views,
yeah,
how long people are staying on a page,
right,
and the search terms they're using within your help section.
Right.
That's going to give you so much valuable information.
But what's working and what's not.
Exactly. What's resonating with your audience.
So it's this constant cycle of analyzing, learning, and refining
yes.
based on how people are actually using our resources.
Exactly.
Now, Clannon also mentioned something called featured snippets.
Oh, yeah.
Those are like the holy grail of search results, right?
Pretty much they're those highlighted answers that show up right at the top of the page.
Everyone wants one of those.
For sure. So how do we increase our chances of landing a featured snippet?
Right. What's the secret?
Well, you want to craft those really concise, direct, and informative answers
yeah.
that directly address common user queries.
Okay.
Think about the exact question someone might type into Google.
Right.
And then give them that clear, immediate answer.
Right up front.
Right at the beginning of your response.
Makes sense. Give them exactly what they're looking for.
Yeah. No one wants to have to hunt for the answer.
And he also talks about keeping a close eye on user behavior
yeah.
on the FAQ and knowledge-based pages themselves.
Right.
What are some of the specific things we should be paying attention to?
Well, there are a few key metrics.
Okay.
One is bounce rate.
Bounce rate, okay.
Which is basically the percentage of people who leave after only viewing one page.
Okay.
So if you have a high bounce rate on a specific article,
right.
that might tell you that people aren't finding what they expected.
Interesting.
Or maybe the content just isn't meeting their needs.
Okay, so that's a red flag?
Yeah, it's something to look into.
Got it.
Another important one is time on page.
Time on page, okay.
How long are people actually spending?
Right.
reading or engaging with that content.
Got it.
If they're bouncing off quickly, it yeah. could mean the content isn't engaging enough.
Right.
Or maybe it's not comprehensive enough.
Okay.
And then there's exit rate.
Exit rate.
Which tells you which page people are leaving your site from.
Okay.
So by paying attention to all of these signals,
yeah.
you can start to identify those areas
right.
where users are maybe encountering difficulties and you can make adjustments to improve things.
So it's about understanding that user journey.
Yes.
From start to finish.
Exactly.
Now, in today's world where everyone's on their phones,
yeah.
I imagine mobile optimization's a pretty big deal.
It's huge.
Okay.
You absolutely have to make sure that your FAQs and your knowledge base articles,
uh-huh.
they look good and they load quickly on phones and tablets.
Right.
Because if someone having a bad mobile experience,
yeah.
they're likely to just give up.
They're going to go somewhere else.
And Google also takes that into account.
Oh, right, for the SEO rankings.
Exactly. They prioritize mobile-friendly websites.
Makes sense. So we've talked about optimizing for search engines.
Yeah.
But what about involving our users more directly?
Oh, yeah, that's a great point.
Clannon talks about the benefits of user-generated content.
Right.
How can we use that to make our FAQs and knowledge bases even better?
Well, you can encourage people to leave comments,
yeah.
to ask follow-up questions, even submit reviews.
On the articles themselves.
Exactly.
Okay.
This not only adds to the depth of your content,
right.
but it also shows Google
yeah.
that your site has an active community,
yeah.
which is good for SEO.
Interesting.
And it gives you valuable insights into what people are still struggling with.
So it's a great way to get new content ideas?
Totally.
Okay, so we've got search engines covered. We've got our users involved.
Yeah.
But there's one more big piece of the puzzle.
What's that?
Voice search.
Ah, yes, the rise of the voice assistants.
Everyone's talking to their devices these days.
They are, so we need to adapt.
Okay, how do we optimize for voice search?
Well, you have to think about how people speak naturally.
Okay.
It's different from how they type.
Right.
So use conversational language
oh, yeah.
and those longer, more specific phrases that people say out loud.
So instead of just optimizing for like password reset,
right.
you'd optimize for how do I reset my password on your website?
Exactly. You want to match those natural speech patterns.
Makes sense. Now, what about visuals?
Yeah.
Can we use images and videos to make our help resources more engaging?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Things like videos, infographics,
yeah.
relevant images, even interactive elements.
Okay.
They can all make your content more appealing and
right.
easier to understand.
Especially those video tutorials.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes a quick video can explain something way better than a whole page of text.
Definitely. And just a reminder to make sure those visuals are optimized.
Yes.
With, you know, descriptive file names.
Right.
Alt text for accessibility and all that good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You want everyone to be able to access and understand your content.
Okay, so one final thing that Clannon emphasizes is the importance of regular content updates.
Yes, this is crucial.
Why is that so important, especially from an SEO perspective?
Well, when you're constantly updating your content
yeah.
with fresh, accurate information,
right.
it tells Google that your site is active,
okay.
it's authoritative,
right.
up to date, and
yeah.
that can really boost your SEO performance over time.
So it's like tending a garden.
Exactly.
You got to keep nurturing it.
Yeah, you want it to thrive.
So it's a holistic approach,
yes.
constantly refining and improving.
Always evolving.
Based on what your users need.
And what Google likes.
Now let's bring this all back to you, the listener.
Yeah.
Why should you care about all of this?
Right.
Whether you're running a website, managing online resources,
yeah.
or just interested in learning about how these things work,
yeah.
there's something here for everyone.
Absolutely.
The takeaway is that FAQs and knowledge bases
Yeah.
They're not just about answering questions.
Right.
They're strategic assets.
That can really make a difference.
Right.
They can enhance the user experience.
Yeah.
Build trust in your brand.
Right.
And save everyone a lot of time and hassle.
It's about being efficient, effective, and user-centric.
Exactly.
So to wrap things up, let's recap some of the key points from our deep dive into Kleinan's work.
Okay. So first we talked about how user-friendly FAQs and knowledge bases, they're essential for providing quick and easy answers.
Right.
Which improves the user experience.
Yeah.
We also talked about how they can save valuable time and resources.
Yeah, by answering those common questions up front.
Exactly. Proactive support is key.
And they help build trust and credibility.
Yes, showing your audience that you're knowledgeable and prepared.
And of course, we can't forget about SEO.
Right. Optimizing your content so people can actually find it.
Exactly. Now, creating effective FAQs and knowledge bases.
Yeah.
It's about being data-driven.
Yes.
Identify those common questions.
Right.
Organizing information logically.
Absolutely.
Writing clearly and concisely.
And avoiding jargon.
Yes. Choosing the right platform.
Yeah.
And constantly updating and refining your content.
It's an ongoing process.
So here's a final thought for you.
Okay.
Think about the websites you use all the time.
Yeah.
How good are their help resources?
Good question.
How do their FAQs and knowledge bases make you feel?
Yeah.
Does it impact your perception of the brand?
It definitely can.
And how might what we've talked about today?
Yeah.
Change how you view or even build your own online resources.
That's something to really consider.
Whether it's for your business, a personal project, or anything in between.
It's all about creating those helpful, user-friendly resources.
That make everyone's lives a little bit easier.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.